Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, we've been talking about the faith of Jesus. And we talked about how that faith is a requirement. It's not optional. The Lord requires it of us. How that faith is a decision. There's no such thing as somebody who can't believe. You decide whether you're going to believe or not. We talked about the importance of the integrity of one's word and faith and how God cannot lie. And He deserves all of our trust. And we talked about how faith comes. We talked about enemies of faith. How that becoming offended will rob you of your faith. Being double-minded and wavering will cause you to lose your faith. Getting in fear will cause you to lose your faith. And we talked about patience. Wasn't it last Sunday? We talked about staying after and patience. And that's how if you endure to the end, you'll receive. But let's look at this. This goes along with that. He said Jesus is the author and what?
Finisher.
The finisher. Now, we've talked about the author. We've talked about how faith comes. We've talked about some in between. Let's talk about this last part.
Finisher.
He is the what?
Finisher.
Finisher of our faith. Everybody say finish.
Finish.
Finish. How many understand that how you finish is just as important and even more important than how you start? Because, I mean, you can mess up in the beginning, but if you finish good, right? You can mess up in the middle, but if you finish good, that can be forgotten, right? How you finish is one of the most important things in any endeavor, and particularly this one, running your faith race. How many understand it's no good, we've already talked about this, to believe God like a house afire for 2 weeks and then quit before it comes to pass? That's no good. And it's not good enough to run your faith race and live for the Lord for 13 years and 15 years and then get offended and messed up and backslide. Huh? No. We got to finish this thing. Right? And we got to finish it like we started it. In faith. Somebody said out loud, finish in faith.
Finish in faith.
Finish strong in faith.
Finish strong in faith.
Now look at 1 Peter. Just turn over a few pages to 1 Peter. He is the author and he is the finisher. He is the completer of our faith. How many remember the scriptures that says, they know that we can have confidence that he who began a good work in us, what will he do? He'll finish it. He'll complete it till the day of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter and the first chapter, verse 3. Let me read a few verses to you. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively or a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, how? Through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now, he's talking about our future. Do we have a bright future? How are we going to end up with this whole thing? Do we have something to look forward to?
Yes.
Oh, we do. And he said, we're kept unto this by the power of God, but it's through our faith that the power of God has the legal right to keep on keeping us. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. Can you rejoice even in tough times? Well, it'd take faith to do that, wouldn't it?
Yes.
You wouldn't be walking by what you saw or what you felt, or you'd be crying. The faith walk means, the faith walk doesn't mean you never have any challenges or problems. It just means you don't have to walk like you feel. You don't have to yield to how things look. Right? You can shout when you feel like crying. You can give glory to God when you feel like giving up. You don't have to give up. You can say, nah, I know what I see. I know what I feel. But greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can say that when you feel like 40 miles of muddy road. When you feel lower than a snake's belly in a wagon rut. That's low. Even though you feel bad, you don't have to act like you feel. Amen. Oh, friend, this is such an important thing to learn. Yes. Can you shout when you feel like crying?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you get up and say, we're going over big when you feel like you're going under? Can you do that?
Yes.
Yeah, you can. That's what faith is all about. And he said, you're rejoicing. You greatly rejoice, though even now for a season, there's heaviness because of the manifold temptation. See, that sounds contradictory, doesn't it? Well, which one are they going through? Heaviness or great rejoicing? Both. They feel the heaviness, but by faith, they're greatly rejoicing. Why? Because they see beyond the here and now and the feelings. Well, now, see, this is our text. Jesus endured the cross. Didn't he? Despising the shame. How could he do it? For the joy that was set out before. How could he go through it? How could he go through it? Because he could see beyond those soldiers. He could see beyond the faces of the mockers in the crowd. He could see beyond the pain. He could see beyond death. He could see resurrection. And he could see you and me free. Hallelujah. He could see heaven. He could see the kingdom of God and eternity with us. And seeing all that, he despised the shame and the cross. He said, what is this? I can do this by the grace of God. You know, you have to despise your problem. I said, you have to despise your problem. Not respect it, despise it.
Yes.
Despise the sickness. Despise the debt. Despise the problem. What do you mean? Make light of it. Treat it like it's little. Like it's inconsequential. Despise it. I understand if you came in the room and people looked up and they went, ah, it's just you. And then acted like you wasn't even there. What are they doing? They're despising you. That's what you need to do with your problems. That's what I got to do with my problems. Everybody, you despise it. You look at it and go, oh, it's just cancer. Well, Keith, the devil's been talking to me. You're showing him too much respect. You're showing him reverence. You're going, oh, it's the devil. I don't care if he appears in your room with flaming fire. He wakes you up. You just look at him and go, ah, it's just you. Roll over and go back to sleep. Are you with me now? Despise him. Despise the works of the enemy. Despise. This is what the Lord told us, didn't he, in the church here. He said, give me all the glory. That's why we give these testimonies, you know. And give the devil how much?
None.
Well, even if he's able to pull off something, don't even tell it. Give him no free advertising. Now, him being so full of pride, this really bothers him. And we say, tough. Right? Oh, yeah, man. He wants to be noticed. He wants you to, when he's able to pull something off in your life, he wants you to cry about it and tell everybody about it. And then tell it again. So he can make a big deal out of it and get them scared it's going to happen to them too. But we despise it.
Yeah.
It's just $1 million. Just a bill. Right? There's been many bills before it and we'll be after it. It's just a disease. Disease has been around a long time. Jesus has healed every kind of disease that there ever was.
Amen.
What are you? Little puny disease.
Amen.
Now we got to build our faith until we can do what 1 Corinthians 15 says. We can stand by the grave. And we can look death in the face, whether for ourselves or anybody else, and say, ha, it's just death. Oh, death, where is your victory and your sting? Grave? Right? Well, see, if you can do that with death, you can sure do it with a disease. You can sure do it with a debt. You could sure do it with any other thing like that. Look it in the eye. Like they say out west, spit in the eye. Spit in the eye of the disease. Go, you're nothing. Nothing beside God. And He's the one taking care of me. So even though there is this trial in verse 7, trial of faith, the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found to praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. What's he talking about? Your faith. The trial of your faith. We talked about this already. People say, well, I tried that. And it didn't work. No, no, you got it backwards. It tried you. And you quit. You failed. Your faith will be tried. What tries it? What tries your faith? Contradictory circumstances. Feelings. Experiences. Right? Other people's experience. All these things. Time elapsing. Conditions seeming to worsen. All these things try your faith. But if you won't quit, your faith will come out shining.
Amen.
At the end. Somebody say the end of your faith.
Amen.
He said it'll come out like gold. Tried with fire. Your faith will come out to the praise and honor and glory. When? I just got revelation on this the last few days. Are you believing with me now? Help me, you know, to get it out here. Your faith and the passing of tests and trials with your faith is going to be rewarded. It's going to be shown at the appearing of the Lord.
Oh, wow. Amen.
I hadn't seen this to the degree that I'm seeing it now.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The End of Your Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804H. That's R804H. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.